All right, what the fuck is up, party people? It has been a couple of weeks. So much has fucking changed. Let me tell you. Hopefully our stream is good. I think everything should be fine here. You're not. I gotta check. Remember, I do all this shit myself, and I ain't done it in a couple weeks, so I gotta just make sure we're Gucci down to the socks, and I think we are. So, all right, we're back. I don't really even know where to fucking start. So much has happened in like 3 short weeks. I guess we should start with the fact that we normally begin this with a dab. And I have currently retired from the fucking weed game. I know this is going to come as a shock, complete shock to most people. Anyone who actually, well, most of you guys know me pretty well. So, yeah, I quit. I straight up quit cold turkey. Not the same exact day as I quit caffeine, but like a few days afterwards. I don't even know how I start this journey on how this happened. Well, basically, first off, I went to the doctor. And I went to the doctor and my blood pressure is high as fuck. Now, some backstory, my blood pressure is kind of always high as fuck. I just sort of ignore it, which is not good. Before I started this vlog, I got a really shitty car accident, and when I went to the doctor, this was over fucking 15 years ago, I think 10 years ago, they're like, hey, your blood pressure is really high, you need to do something about it. So at that point I lost a bunch of weight, I did all the stuff, my blood pressure regulated, and I kind of just was like, ah, it's fine, I didn't even think about it because I'm crazy and I have stress about probably the wrong things. So fast forward, I go to the doctor, they're like, your blood pressure is pretty high. I'm like, okay, that's not good. We should probably figure that out now because we're almost 40 fucking two. And, yeah, I mean, I just was like, I guess I was looking for an excuse to cut back on weed anyway. And it's not that weed causes high blood pressure. It's just that weed can make your heart be kind of irregular. And so, yeah, I just was like, fuck it. I just decided, I made this decision and just cut it. And then cut the caffeine as well, which I have to say was the fucking worst experience of my life so far. Maybe I don't, that might be dramatic, but it was pretty bad. I don't understand how that substance is legal after going through that. It was the worst withdrawals I've ever had. I mean, I've quit cocaine, I've quit Adderall, I've quit weed, and the caffeine was just awful. I mean, I was like pouring sweat, had like flu-like symptoms everywhere. I was like at rest. And of course, I had a guest in town all week. To my friend wanted to come paint with me. And so I'm just like fucking dying. You know, we're at a diner. I can't eat. My appetite's completely gone because the weed is gone, at least especially for that first week. And I was just fucking, dude. I mean, anyone who saw me out in public is probably like, that dude's dying. But we made it through the hump. And I got to say, I do not miss the weed so far. I mean, I'm not saying I'll never smoke weed again. Right now, though, I just don't feel like I need it. I really examined my life and, like, why I started smoking. Like, why do I do the things that I do? And I just sort of realized, like, hey, you use this tool to get over these humps in your life when you needed them, when you kind of needed to shut things out, bokeh the background, if you will. And now, not so much, you know. I think when I was younger or even, you know, and perpetually doing it, I think that I was trying to escape certain aspects of my life and my mind. And, you know, not that weed does, I think, feel like weed brings a lot of that shit up to the forefront, but either way, it turned on me, basically. So I made the decision. I went to the doctor, I cut the caffeine. I changed my diet completely. I'm eating like a fucking complete hippie, which is fine. Salad God is back in the building. 100% salad and salmon God. Like a motherfucker, and back on the bike, all these things. But I cut the caffeine first, and then one day I just go to the gym, and I come back from the gym, and I take a dab, and I think I'm dying. I am having the only panic attack I've ever had from smoking weed, and it is in full force. You know, it is like fucking ridiculous. I walk out to the back porch, high as fuck, just like, is my life ending? You know, like my heart is racing out of my fucking, this is what people who can't smoke weed always describe. So I'm back there. I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? You know? And I'm like, okay, my heart is racing. Like, this is not my mind. And then I literally went downstairs like, Alex, I don't feel right. You know, I was almost like, take me to the fucking hospital, which I'm glad I didn't do. But I think on a cosmic level, you know, what's happened here is that my brain or my true self or my soul or my spirit has made this other choice. And that choice is to mostly be around. And for me, after watching what Alex has gone through and then, you know, having people close to me pass, I'm just like, yo, I refuse. The quote that I have is I refuse to let my mother or my wife attend my funeral. I refuse to let it happen. And, you know, a long time ago, I beat Jesus and the devil in a card game and they both owe me a favor. So it ain't happening. And I'm just doing everything I can to mitigate the damage that I've done to myself through my 20s and 30s. So it's been ridiculous. It's been kind of scary. It's caused anxiety I've never had anxiety in my life, which I'm pretty good at getting through most of the time. Like, these, you know, I can kind of disregard it, but sometimes it just takes over a little bit. And I just think that it's deep down, I know that it's time for a change. I fuck around, I play around, you know, I'll do like a fucking strict diet workout thing for a couple of weeks and then I'll feel comfortable enough and then get right back into the bullshit. And I just, at this point at 40, it's time to prime for 60. You know, it is, it's just time, because if not, when I'm 60, I'm gonna have to fucking hire somebody to fucking push me around or some shit, or I'll just drop dead. And that's not fucking cool either, because I got a lot of stuff I still want to do. So those were big changes. I mean, and I did it all at once, which, you know, God bless Alex for dealing with me, because, yeah, I was not myself for, like, at least 9 days. Not at all. Not at all. And I'm very glad to be back, because there for a while, like, I was trying to explain it. When I got the last dab I took, it felt like I was flying a plane, and I was about to crash into Schizophrenia Island. But the last fucking minute, I was able to pull the plane up and be like, okay, eject, you know. And that's why I think I'm just wary now, and I'm just like, I just don't fucking need it. And I refuse to be a crackhead who's like, you know, crackheads smoke and get high and they don't want to, and I'm not gonna do that. So yeah, it's a whole new me. I even reduced my salt intake. I fucking you know, just, I mean, I'm as healthy as they get, and I'm probably still gonna have to, I mean, I am gonna go on medication, because I can't make a dent. Like, it's going to take too long. And my family also it has high blood pressure, so it's hard to make a dent. I'm going to have to go on medication, unfortunately. But my fucking oath is that I'm going to outwork it and then get off that shit as fast as possible. I'm just going to use it as a crutch, bring it down, chill out, and live life, you know. So that shit's done, you know. That shit is done. In competition, it messes with your sleep. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Some of the worst nightmares I've ever had in my life. Yeah. Some of the most detailed, awful, terrible nightmares I've ever had. And, I don't wish it on anyone. I don't think weed is physically addictive, but you will have some physical symptoms that will be like, oh, this is not cool. This come around ain't the best. Yeah. So I just, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't even believe it myself when I realize I haven't smoked in 2 weeks. I haven't drank caffeine in 2 weeks. It's just out of my system. So now it's just all team go on being the fucking healthiest we can be and back on the bike and doing that shit. So that's where we're at with our health. My lovely wife bought me a puppy for my birthday, which is May 6th. I know she did it because she thinks I'm stressed out and she thinks it'll help my blood pressure. But, yeah, we have a new English bulldog. His name is Kirby. He's named after Jack Kirby, who is by far the best comic illustrator there ever was. Kirby Crackle is my favorite comic feature drawing. If you don't know what Kirby Crackle is, like the explosion Rocky stuff that he came up with. So Kirby. That's his name. He's fucking chilling. He's crazy. He is, it's so different now having a puppy. We forgot for a couple of days just how strict and militant you have to be, or they'll just run shit. And for 2 days, because that was such a new thing, he ran shit. But now we got him dialed in. He's chilling in his crate. He's taking forced naps during the day. He's growing. He's eating. He's chilling. Omar, right now, is pretty unimpressed, but he's nice to him. It's just, you know, the first few weeks, it takes a while. It's going to take a while to adjust. Once Kirby gets big enough to really play with him, I think they'll be fine, you know. But fucking, man, Omar's 7. I mean, it's crazy. I missed his birthday for online posts because I don't really post online too much. But, yeah, he's 7, which means that 7 years ago was when all this Boost God shit was happening, which is just crazy to think about, you know, which also means I've probably had high blood pressure for at least 7 years. I think it's been way longer than that. So, yeah, you know, just got to get done. We got to tighten up, man. We got to tighten the fuck up. And it's going to be amazing because I'm going to come back and every week people are like, oh, damn, you like a teenager, dog. You know, it's going to happen. People will be like, oh, you dropping weight, fool. I'm like, yep. Because now, before it was like my own direction, but now I have a purpose, like a higher purpose. I love my wife and my life so much that I want to just be around to enjoy it. And that is the higher purpose calling that I think I've been missing this whole time. Everything else is an elective. It's just realizing that the coolest fucking thing that's going to happen to you is being born is a superpower. And I urge everyone to really take inventory of that. Nothing else that happens to you will ever amount to the wonderment of you actually being here, and that's easily forgotten about. Was the title of play on Rob Zombie? That's a 40-year-old move for sure. It's double entendre. It's Rob Zombie, but also before that, Blade Runner, because in Blade Runner, when he meets, I can't remember that dude's name, but when he's going to investigate, that's, you know, the motto of the company, the Terrell company or whatever it's called. It's that's where it really came from, which we'll get to that. That's kind of a play on the AI shit and all the shit going on. Because as much as I try to avoid things in the world, they always seep in as usual. And there's plenty of stuff to just dissect and talk about in the world. So we will get to it. But let's see. Sugar is not that bad compared to caffeine. I'm black and white. You know, when I decide it's time to pull a lever, it's time to pull it. And for me, it's just like, if I can just drop some weight and get down to like a better weight, I think things will just be easier, you know. Plus on the bike, I got to slim back down to get on the bike. And I got to keep doing this. I can't like keep going until I'm fucking 70. We've got to find a place and stick there, you know. It's been crazy. Dal, going through the same shit, high blood pressure. They always call it white coat syndrome. They put me on Lostrin, I'll get off it soon. Nice. That's what they just tried to put, what they just described me as well. I'm going to be off that shit soon as well. And same thing, white coat syndrome. Yeah. So if you don't know, white coat syndrome is when you see a doctor or you go to have your shit tested, it just shoots up. It raises like a motherfucker, which has been happening to me, even to the point, I don't even need a white coat. I just need it in my mind. Like if I tested at home, immediately I'm just like stressed, which does not happen to me. So something's going on. I just gotta like mentally find Satori with it and just be like, yo, this is over with. And it's just gonna take a little while and it's gonna take focus. And I think that's just what it is. Oh, the soda's gone. G said cut out the soda is gone. Gone. All we do is drink water. We just crush Stanley's all day, dog. Stain had a soda in 2 weeks, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how we're doing it. Shit is out. We are as healthy as it can be. I see this in the chat saying, let me scroll back up. I missed it. Where is it? Well, Brandon Hearn and Tangy God, that was never me. That was your boy, Ernie. Teddy definitely moved to Boulder. Vibram Tove shoes are next. It's not happening. I don't consider myself a Boulderite. I am nowhere near as bad as most of the people in this fucking town. Let me tell you. These fucking people. Ugh. Isaiah, bro, what? Yeah, I've been following since Doobie. Can't believe it's been over 7 years. Yeah, man. Fucking Doobie's been up in the cosmos for 7 years. And Omar is, now that we have a puppy, you can really see Omar's age. You can really see how he's slowed down, and he's just, you know, you're like, wow, he's a lot older and slower than I thought. So, yeah, but we got the puppy now, and it's crazy. Let's never forget Earn's bath era, bath god. Yeah, that was CHS is what he called it. And I feel bad because, you know, even Eric in the shop quit smoking for a while. And I'm always like, oh, you fucking pussy. You know, I constantly calling people pussies for shit that I later on I'm like, I'll do that. You know, so, it's pretty funny. I probably owe plenty of people apologies. But at the same time, you should never listen to your friends who are just peer pressuring you. You know, I'm just calling you a pussy because I don't know what else to say about it. Unless we're talking about Drake. We'll get there. But yeah, I feel bad. But now Earn smokes and I don't. So when he comes back for a podcast, which is supposed to be soon, he is going to roast me, I'm sure. So that'll be fun. We'll have a role reversal. I mean, how many years have we been waiting for Earn to get an advantage on me where he can talk shit, you know? And then we get to see how I will manipulate any situation so that I seem right. It'll be, you know, that I'll seem just. Watch, it'll happen. So, yeah. As bad as you think Boulder is, Durango is worse. I don't know, man. I mean, I've only spent a little time in Durango, Kodiak, but we had a power outage here. It was planned by Xcel. Because I don't know if anyone remembers, 2 years ago, a place called Superior here caught on fire because it's a high probability if things catch it on fire here with the wind and shit. So they shut it down. They just were like, hey, preemptively, we're cutting the power. And man, if you were to log on Reddit during that time, the complaining and the fucking just whining from these people is insane. You know, you're just like, these people have no idea what it's like to struggle at all. And the fact that nothing, I mean, the whole Marshall burnt down, Superior burnt down that morning. My Tesla was at the dealership in Superior. It was getting fixed. And they're like, hey, you can come get your car. And I was like, all right. And I was like, man, I might go tomorrow or something. And I just happened to go. And on my way back, I was like, damn, it's windy as a motherfucker. And then not even 3 hours later, that fucking Tesla dealership was gone, bro. Like, gone. In hindsight, I should have left my car there and got the payout. But just straight up gone. So I just think it's crazy. All these people are like, man, I want to fucking have Netflix tonight. I don't have it. It's like, bro, like, when shit happens, the thing to do is to just stop and enjoy the shit that's happening. You know, if you don't have power and you don't have TV, then you light candles and you sit around with the people that you love. Like, what? I just don't get it. Like, people are in this fucking downward tail spiral where they can no longer unplug. Today I went to the pharmacy and this bitch was on her phone in line. And I'm just like, where? We've slipped so far, you know? Like, you're on your phone talking about kind of personal shit in line. And it's always a dumb white bitch with yoga pants on doing this shit too. I don't know why. In Boulder especially, it's just always a fucking pale-faced yoga goer who's fucking just fucking up the vibe. And I don't like it. I can't stand these fucking places. But regardless, it is beautiful. Let's see here. Check out Elevate Hydrogen Water. Let me write that down. I'll check that out. Elevate. Yeah, it's interesting not drinking anything but water. You're like, there's no flavors going up in here, you know? Like, this is wild, but I'm into it. I'm good with it. Again, I think I just have I have something else driving me now. You know, it's I don't want to sound, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse by any means, but the same thing as when Diddy was away. You know, it was like, it really drove me to have something outside myself to work for and help, you know? And same thing. It's just like, and I think when that all went flat, it really deflated my drive. And then so now I just have a new awakening drive. It just happens to revolve around my own health, which is probably good, but you know, it's just been a long time. I'm just, who knows? I was probably walking around Japan fucking close to having a heart attack. You know, I'm sure that when I was bringing weed into the country, my blood pressure was probably in the fucking 200s. So, you know, it's just not good. You just want to know to be back in Chicago. I don't know, but probably this year. I really want to come down and see my homies over there. I would bet that 2024 I make it to Chicago. I would bet. You'll know, you know. But right now, it won't be in the next couple of months. It won't be during the summertime. It'll probably be after summer. So maybe August, September, maybe October, something like that. That's when I would think. Can I talk about the dark side of influencing? You know, I sometimes think I'm going to make a like sit down vlog about the dark side of influencing. Do you have any questions? I mean, I could talk about it all day. I sit and witness people all day long, clamor after something that doesn't exist. You know, I am very grateful for what I learned through being an influencer and then basically falling into the shadows of it. I think that most people are lost. I think that now people have been influenced so much to think that they can be an influencer that they've completely lost touch with who they are. They convince themselves they're constantly working just because they're online and because they've, you know, entered into their codex that they're going to get this massive attention. And it just won't ever matter. The only path is to work with brands. And then if you work with brands, you become a slave. And if you're a slave, you're no longer yourself. And then at some point after you've stayed in enough hotels that are fancy, you've been invited to enough corporate parties, you've done all the bullshit. Like, I've lived the same life that Drake has lived. I was once, I don't know if I ever told this before, but in Toronto, I was invited to Drake's soft opening at his restaurant, private soft opening with like his bodyguard and all these people. And JC was there, all these people, was like Kais, all these motherfuckers. I was like, no, not a chance in hell I'm going to this fucking event. You know, like, it's just, I feel sad for people. I feel like they are going to find themselves in a place they cannot recover from. Especially as things, I mean, social media is dead. If anyone thinks that social media is not dead, they're not paying attention. It's complete bombardment. Nobody knows who they're talking to, who they're responding to, what they're reading, who it's from. It's just about an algorithm feeding it to you. And once AI gets more and more sophisticated with it, there's just not going to be any reason to be on it for anyone that has a brain. That's just how it's going to be. So influencing will not take place from a person. There will be no reason to. It won't. You'll be able to formulate a video of sorts through AI, just like how they make songs, you know, perfectly these days. They're like, oh, we know the formula to make a hit record. Same thing. They're like, we know the formula to sell this product. We don't need the influencer anymore because they're not as controllable. Because eventually most of them, I feel like, will wake up and realize it's pathetic and stupid and that they're not being themselves. So, I mean, if you have any questions down, I'll get to them. But it is just, it's over. And my message is to creatives is to get the fuck out. Like if you're working on things and in the back of your mind, it's like, ooh, I can't wait to post this. You're fucked because you secretly are looking for feedback that tells you like whether it's good or bad. And those metrics can be throttled and unthrottled by so many different variables. It has nothing to do with your work, but it will affect how you think about your work. So my advice is to get the fuck out. It's not real engagement. Those digital hearts don't mean shit. You know, it's like get 1,000 likes on a painting doesn't mean I'm going to sell it. You know, it doesn't mean people actually care. Now, if you can fill up a room and you can get people to physically bring their fucking meat sacks down there and engage and like actually leave their like mundane life for a second and entertain something real in front of them that is an alternate lifestyle or an alternate experience, you have something. But online, it doesn't mean anything anymore. It's a low effort of care. Like, it doesn't matter what you have going on. Even if you announce you have fucking cancer, people are just going to hit you with a digital heart and a fucking blah, 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 and then they're going to move on. And that's just the way it is. And watching creatives just feel like it has something to do with their work is pretty heartbreaking, because it most likely doesn't. You're playing to an audience that is fucking bombarded and distracted. And I always ask people, I'm like, how much do you care about the stuff you see scrolling by? You know, if you're a creative and you're like, I'm not getting the attention I want. Okay, so when you're scrolling by, how much shit do you see that you actually care about? It's probably not much. And that's where we are. And we are all constantly flipping through the Highlights magazine in the fucking lobby of the doctor's office. That's it. It's an endless Highlights magazine. And we're fucked. Especially as AI gets more and more. Look into getting a Berkey. Okay. I don't know what these things are. Berkey. Sounds like a fucking purse. We got water purses. It's interesting. I said time to get Ted on water talk. No, it's just water. I ain't about to fucking start, you know. Have you seen the people who put the trays around their fucking Stanley and like a bunch of snacks and shit? That's some Wally shit, you know. It's wild. It's absolutely wild what it's come to. So take a look at the recent SneakerCon content, the documentary right itself. I can only imagine what these people are doing now with sneaker content. But that's the same thing, everything. It's just become this perpetual thing. And I do believe, I think I saw that Blockbusters are coming back in like a small amount. I've been calling that for a while. I just don't think this is the future. I just don't believe that we're going to continue to do this. You know, I don't see how it could possibly happen. So maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not. But you know what I wasn't wrong about is I mentioned this maybe 3 or 4 podcasts ago when I was rambling on about stuff. The Humane AI pen, which I specifically remember calling a piece of shit and being like, this is a pointless piece of shit. And it's been kind of like bubbling for months where Pete's just like the Apple Vision Pros that no one talks about anymore. You know, I'm just not into this whole thing where people want to pretend like we're somewhere we're not. You know, like, oh, it's like the Dick Tracy watch. You know, back in the day, the Dick Tracy movie came out, and in the movie, he's like, and he's talking to someone fucking however far away. He's like, come on, I need backup. He's got a goddamn watch like this. And then you know what happens when I go to Toys R Us to buy the watch? Does it actually work like that? No, it doesn't. It has pre-made sounds in it. That's where we are with AI. They're toys. They're fucking dumb, stupid toys for people who are perpetually fucking online, who also, for whatever reason, feel like we're somewhere we're not. We're just not in a place where people need to wear a wearable AI pin. We're not. I don't know if it will ever happen, to be honest. If AI is going to be in the infrastructure, why do I need a personal device? I'd rather have a fucking gangster ass samurai robot follow me around if we're going to do all that shit. I just don't. It's so far off, and the techie nerds are just techie teching themselves into technological fucktardness because none of it makes sense. Like, I haven't seen a single use case for AI yet that makes any sense other than to destroy everything. That's it. And I'm not talking about some Terminator shit. Just like, it's just going to destroy it by flooding it with crap, and it's all based off of other models. So I just don't get it. I don't know if I'll ever get it, but these are also the things that I feel like maybe contribute to my blood pressure. So I'm doing my best to avoid them. I did not do a good job today because I had some downtime, and on Twitter, I definitely went off about a few different things that are bothering me. I tried to avoid this fucking Drake shit for the week that it's been going on. I will say I haven't listened to any of the songs because I'm an adult and I don't listen to insecure men make nursery rhymes out loud. I've never been so mad at someone that I ran and wrote a song to them. It's pretty sus. And then, yeah, just the whole thing. I mean, I can't name a rapper that's not an insecure pussy. I just can't. Even when we're talking about Kendrick Lamar, like, why? This has to all be for money. Like, everyone has to be in on it. There's no way this is a real beef. This has got to be just for engagement farming. But let's pretend that it's not. There's no reason for anyone to respond to any of this shit. It's complete just egomania. Drake, Everyone knows how I feel. It's the same shit. This dude is 40 fucking years old almost. I mean, these people are all 40. Rick Ross is 50. You know, 40 and 50 year olds who are displaying to younger and sad that there's other 40 and 50 year olds who like are actually invested in it, but they're just displaying to their fan base, which is confused 20 somethings, that this is okay and this is how you handle things. And you know, I know I sound like an old adult now, but I've learned, and it's just goofy. It doesn't do anything for anyone. It's just a constant negativity, and I just don't understand. Like, no one's ever saying anything. It's just all peacocking. And then people go, oh, but it's the sport of hip-hop. I'm like, well, the sport is stupid. I mean, at this point, the sport of it all is really dumb, and none of it makes sense. And everyone's just talking flamboyantly about really nothing at all. I don't understand what the draw is. I think people who are lost in their ego get in their car, they turn the shit up, and then they feel one with it. If I prayed, I'd pray for you, you know, but I don't, so you have to pray for yourself. But it's just, it seems pretty fucking stupid. And I think that rap in general is devouring itself along with every celebrity in the world. And then the other thing that has been, I'm just cooking because we're not stoned. The other thing that got me this week is the fucking protests about Palestine. And I know we have avoided this talk so far, but, and you know, we're not going to solve anything here. My issue is not with people protesting what's happening. That's not my issue. My issue is that people choose the dumbest ways to do things. And then they think that if they, you know, like blocking traffic, aggravating people and saying like, oh, disrupting commerce is how you get other people to do. And it doesn't work. It's never worked. And as a human on this planet, watching other people do the same shit over and over and over, feeling as if they've accomplished something when they've done nothing but most likely turn people against their cause, makes me feel even weaker than I felt before they started it, because it is just a display. They know nothing's going to happen. Like, do they think that less children died because they sat in the street? Do they think that the people who are, you know, living under rubble are like, oh, I heard that a bunch of fucking fat Americans sat in the street and blocked a bridge today, so I feel good. You know, it's just, there is no way. Like, I understand frustration with things. You know, you see all these people on the internet talking about how they're going to choke slam people, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and they aren't going to do anything. You just have this big bravado, tough guy talk about everything, and then nothing gets done, which is another reason why the internet has made people sick. Like, people think they're taking direct action and they're not doing anything at all except being petty online. And you know, I got into a few tiffs today with people being like, what are you talking about? You can't, you know, sitting in the middle of the street's illegal. So if someone moves you out of the street, like you're breaking the law as well. But everyone's citing the law. People who are protesting American institutions are also hiding behind the American institution of the police, because if the police weren't there, they'd be getting run over. We all know this would happen. And I just think that we're lost. Like, as a people, we do not have the mental capacity to formulate and build and work against a tyrannical government in any fucking way, shape, or form. And nothing's ever going to change. I've said this before, until everyone stops going to work, until everyone stops paying taxes, until everyone stops doing things, that's not going to happen. There's too many people here. And you have to think that that's by design, or it's a mathematical equation where people know that the ship turns way too slow. Nothing will ever change, because there's nothing we can do. Like, I box out Netanyahu right now. You know, I would fucking punch Netanyahu in the fucking face just for fucking sport. But, like, that's not an option. And so for me to get on and say, like, I'm going to fucking do this, doesn't mean that anything's going to fucking change. And, again, it's another nail in the coffin of the internet, because all this is going to turn into is political jargon. You know, that's, I'd been saying for years, like, thank God we didn't have the internet during the O.J. Simpson trial, but we got it for his death, which you got a little fucking taste. You got a little appetizer of what it would have been like. Complete and utter misery, these people. You know, like, it's just, it's wild. It's wild to witness. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. But here we are, you know. Let's see if I got anything else to even talk about. I'm like cooking through things. I'm way more sharp than I don't smoke weed. Way more sharp. The only other things I've written down is I made Alex watch Demolition Man, which I think everyone should watch because it kind of shows where we are as a people right now, like where things have gone. If you've never seen Demolition Man, I'll give you the quick synopsis. Basically, everyone got so woke and soft that violence was unheard of and no one knew how to fight it. So they thawed out some old criminals because they used to freeze people when they went to jail, a cryo prison. They thaw them out and then they come wreak havoc. And then they got to thaw out the fucking, the hero, Sylvester Stallone. And it's just fighting. But the point is not the fighting. The point is just to see how fucking far, I mean, it's not that far off from where we are. It's really not. They've got all kinds of things that you laugh about that we now do post-COVID, or some people do post-COVID. I don't do it, but yeah. So it's wild. All that shit is wild. The other movie that I saw that I am, two movies. Snack Shack was a fucking great movie. I didn't expect it to be. I scrolled by it like 90 times and was like, I'm not watching this. Great movie. I mean, they don't make movies like that anymore. Like, it's like a 90s set movie, a coming of age movie. Doesn't take itself super seriously until it's absolutely time to. And then it's got like a perfect, I think it's a pretty perfect movie. It's great. I think it's a great movie. You should watch it. And the other movie that I think is the absolute, maybe best movie I've seen in a few years, Civil War, dog. I mean, fucking fantastic. I went and saw it by myself last night. Alex was too tired to go, and I didn't think she'd really like it anyway, but I'm probably drag her to see it a second time. That movie is perfect from start to finish. There's nothing wrong with that movie. It's so good in so many ways, and I'm not going to ruin it because it just came out, but I think everyone should go see it. And the critique that I saw mostly was people saying, They didn't pick a side. Without ruining it, a side was definitely picked. It's just not either side that the fucking morons who are gearing up for another election are picking. And that's the real message. It's not about your fucking politics. And it's at the end of the day, humans will find a way to take back what they love so much, which is their life and their freedom. And it's a fucking good movie. And I think that namely every politician should watch it and really adhere to the message behind the movie. Because I do feel like politically we are in a place where something's going to snap. People, I think January 6th was a snap, and I don't agree. I think that you're going to see something similar on the other side, which is going to make everyone a hypocrite. And then we're going to enter a very strange time for people, and even stranger, which again leads me to believe that the internet will be deemed fucking unusable for most people. Like, it's not going to be worth logging on for anything. That's my theory. You were the only one on Twitch. Yeah, I just load up the Twitch just so it's there, but I don't actually even check it. I don't really fuck with any of these things anymore. I mean, I hate streamers. I mean, I every time I see a streamer, I wish I didn't know who they were. I saw that one kid went to jail in Dubai. I've never rooted for someone to go to jail before, but I'm like, yes, send his ass to jail, you know? And this Kai Cenit dude, who I think is absolutely fucking brain dead, is hiring prostitutes and getting caught doing it and shit. And I'm just fucking perplexed, man. I'm perplexed at how freely 20-year-olds are fucking hiring whores. But like, do you know how easy it is to get pussy when you're 20 years old? It is the fucking easiest thing in the world. It's easier than fucking catching a goddamn firefly when you're 20. All you have to do is have some social skills. That's it. Like, just some. And to just be paying for it at that age. Like, what are you gonna do when you're my age? You know, like, well, you just gonna continue to buy the shit? And I tweeted this. I don't understand. I'm like, I'm not a deep rap cut guy, but has there ever been a song about hiring prostitutes? I remember songs where people were pimps and shit, which also ain't great, but I've never in my life heard about any of these dudes being like, yeah, you know, it really changes things when people are like, I was with three girls. Like, well, did you pay them? Because that's completely different. You know, if you're making songs, you're like, I'm so desired. Like, but you paid them. It's not the same thing. It's not even close to the same thing. It's very strange. Again, we live in a fucking completely fucking stupid upside down world, and I'm lost, you know, but in that getting lost, I found my own path, which has almost nothing to do with this thing. That's just what it is. I struggled with it for a long time. I was real annoyed with it for a long fucking time. And now I just deeply accept that it's broken. I mean, every part of it is broken. Even your fucking Amazon is broken. Netflix is broken. What else? Uber is broken. Fucking, it's all broken. Like, none of it is what it started out to be. And once they've got you hooked, you'll stay. You know, everyone calls an Uber because they've been calling Ubers now for 15 years. But a taxi is cheaper than an Uber now, by far. You know, food on Uber Eats or DoorDash is 3 times sometimes higher than the shit that's on if you just drove down there to get it. Like, they are completely turning people into Wallies who don't check prices and just are like, whatever, you know, like, whatever. It's crazy. And you got to pay an extra $3 to have priority delivery, you know, because you got motherfuckers taking 30 orders. So the whole thing is broken. It's not going to get any better. It's just not. Protesting is the buffing squad and Raytheon is out here catching tags. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds cool. Not sure what that means. So, smuggling isn't good for the BP. It can't be. It absolutely cannot be good for the whole thing. Yeah, I'm interested to see how it'll be in a couple of months. You know, I just, it's just, you know, it's my goal right now. So, all right, hit me with some questions and I'm getting out of here. We've already been going off for 45 fucking minutes because it's easy to just go off. And, but I think I've covered all the main things that have been bothering me. It feels good to get them out. I had my friend Jordan come in town who did fucking 40 hours on his, like 40 hours on his leg in 4 days. Which was like nuts. I've never seen a person get tattooed like that in my life, ever. I've never tattooed someone that much, that quickly. But we did his whole leg sleeve in 4 days, which was insane. And then he got his torso tattooed, which was insane. But yeah, the tattoo shop's busy. There was a moment there where I was thinking, like, I might not want the tattoo shop anymore. I was kind of like debating. But I signed another lease, and we're here for another year. We're going on our... it'll be our third year after this lease is over. It's our third lease, but for now it's fine. It's good. It's great. I just get kind of bummed on this city sometimes. I just feel like we're in the wrong spot, but for now it's fine. We'll see what happens. You know, there is a possibility one day that I may open just a private studio, but that day is not at least for another year, probably a couple. But, and then the more this gains traction, the less easy it will be to close, because it'll have traction, which is kind of my life. What kind of shoes am I rocking? Well, I ordered 3 pairs of Hokas and they all went back. They were all really uncomfortable. I can't transport ones. I call it the Biden pack. They had that photo of Biden wearing a pair. I was like, I'll get a pair. And so I got 3. The one that I thought was a contender was the Transporter 2. Sounds like a dang Jason Statham movie, dog. But, not comfortable, man. I'm still literally wearing these same fucking Yeezy fucking 500s. And they don't smell good. So, Yeah, I mean, I just can't find anything. It's an amazing journey to go from straight feast to famine. I nothing interests me at all. I mean, when you see sneaker heads talking about sneakers online, it's just sort of desperation of like, why does no one care anymore? Like, because no one cares anymore. Like, well, Jordans are sitting. Jordans have been sitting. We've been trying to tell you this for a long time that all this was stupid, but people don't listen. You know, that's just what it is. You can't spend your life trying to get people to fucking do it. What's the worst tattoo you've ever seen on someone? I don't know. The worst tattoo I've ever seen on someone? I don't know, man. There's a lot of bad tattoos out there. Nothing like really stands out. It's like the worst that I've seen. Yeah, so many. It's probably just something that was like super infected or, you know, that's like one thing that happens. People go and get tattooed by people who don't know what they're doing. Shit gets infected. Looks fucking nuts. You know, things like that. I personally don't like probably 80% of the tattoos that you see in the world. I'm a real big fan of a certain style. So for me, if it doesn't fall into like mostly certain parameters, I don't think it's worth getting tattooed on you. Did I ever watch your movie recommendation, The Fall? No. Write that down, too. Must have forgot. The Fall. Yeah. I'm going to go back and I also realized that Civil War was done by the dude who did 28 Days Later, which is another favorite movie of mine. So I'm going to go watch all his movies because I didn't realize he had all these different movies. One of which I think is Judge Dredd, the new Judge Dredd, which I can't believe. It's fucking wild. But I'm going to watch his stuff. And yeah, man, I've just been doing that. And I'm just going to get back on the bike. It's so funny. Usually I can ride my bike 10 to 12 to 20 miles. And I tell myself during snowboard season, like, I'll snowboard, but it doesn't fucking take quite as, you know, I'm not able to get up there as much. And then I like slack on the bike riding. And dude, when I got back on this week, 4 miles the first day, I was cooked. I was like, holy shit. And then the second day, like 6 miles. Today, I got 8 miles. I'm like, all right, we're warming back up. But man, it's amazing how your body will just fall right back into the bullshit. M competition, man. If you need something fixed, come see me, dog. We'll hook it up. We will fucking hook it up. I'm down. You took the wife and kids to see the new Godzilla King Kong movie? I didn't even know that was out. It was not good. It cost me $140. Holy shit. Yeah, I will not be seeing that one. I'm real excited that Dune 2 came out straight to the fucking TV now because I can go watch that at home. I don't have to try to bear through 3.5 hours of the fucking the theater trying to pee every fucking 6 minutes. Ridiculous. What's up, Duke of Hazard? Recently started watching your old videos. That was, I was watching in high school. Your boost collection was the craziest to me back then. It was crazy. I went absolutely insane. It was wild. I got rewarded for buying shoes. It was one of the craziest things I've lived through. You know, it's insane. And I'm glad I learned all the lessons I learned and I'm not still clamoring for fucking internet fame. It's been a great journey, though. Speaking of Civil War, do you like the movie Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal? I do like that movie. I've only seen it once when it came out. I just remember, isn't it really long? I feel like it was really long. I should watch it again, but I do remember liking it. Yeah, nothing else I've seen either. I can't think of anything else. We did. Well, Alex had never seen Final Destination, so I made her watch Part 1, which was ridiculous. But it was also like the first... It's pretty funny. It's like the first day or the first week I didn't have weed. And normally me and Alex will poke fun at a movie, like all throughout it. It's no problem. And she kept making fun of like things like, well, that's realistic. That's realistic. I was just like, Alex, it's a movie from the fucking 2000s. Like, what do you think it's going to be? And she's like, whoa. She's like, you are normally talking mad shit about every movie. Like, calm. We do this. Calm down. I was like, oh yeah, sorry. So there has been, I'm a little edgier for sure. Like, Eric at the shop says I'm nicer, but I feel like little shit like traffic stuff, upsets me a little bit more than normally, you know. The pale face yoga pant bitch, like, normally I'd probably be so stoned that I wouldn't care, but today I was like, oh, what the, who are you? You know, like, why do you exist? What is your purpose here? Are you a bot? You know, so sorry to be asking in fucking public soon, like, are you a bot? No, are you a bot? Are you a bot? We're gonna have to do little tests, see if they're bots. It's ridiculous. Found you during the Boo Scott era, stuck around for the life lessons. We got them. We got plenty of life lessons, and I don't think anyone expected the life lesson of Teddy quits smoking weed and caffeine, but here we are, man. I got edibles over there. I ain't even cracked open. You know, like, 2 years ago, if there had been a thing of edibles over there, I'd have fucking deboed that whole jar already. Just sits there. You said, of course I made her watch the airplane one first. I mean, it is fucked up because she's flying to Florida next week, but also, and on a Boeing. She's crazy. It's not the Boeing that you're not supposed to be on, but still. And what else is I supposed to do, dog? You can't just start in, like, Final Destination 3. You know, you got to start at number one. We need to watch all five. I don't think I've ever seen any of them beyond the first one. First one was pretty bad enough. I still have Mercy on the Light album on constant rotation. My favorite track is Everything Is Fine. You Must Prosper. We Must Prosper. Yeah. Yeah. Mercy of the Light, man. Good songs. They've been out for a long time now. It's fucking crazy. I should really work on new music, but I am, like, so behind on the tech that every time I sit down and think about it, I'm kind of like, man, I wish I knew how to do some of this stuff, but I don't. I'm no Metro Boomin, you know what I'm saying? Fucking Drake. You know what, Drake? Drake's saying, like, making fun of the drummer. I have a tweet out right now. It's, like, doing fucking numbers and replies, but I said, let's just remove all the fucking drums from Drake's tracks if Metro Boomin's a pussy because he plays Drake or plays drums. You know, he's like, oh, you're just a beat maker. It's like, dog, he's a producer. Like, you understand these songs would not exist without producers? Like, the producer is, in fact, probably more important than the rapper. You can get any fucking dipshit to stand up there and talk about himself and how awesome he is. That's easy. Production is what matters the most. Production makes or breaks shit. Drake's such a fucking pussy, dog. Like, I swear to God, man, I wish I could fucking fight him. I do. I wish I could fight him. And we're close enough in the same age. Maybe that's my goal. I get in hella good shape, and then I just fucking challenge Drake to a death match. It's just, I was telling Castillo today, he's like, when did you start hating Drake? I said, when he in Degrassi, dog. Like, when he got shot in Degrassi, I cheered. It's like, his character's so fucking annoying. Because I used to date girls that watched Degrassi. It was before he's even a rapper. This hatred goes deep, man. It's deep. I don't like him. I think he's bad for everything. I think he's the fucking Antichrist, honestly. It's fucking ridiculous. Sorry if you already answered this, but what made you quit and after how long? I've been smoking weed for... Fuck. I started smoking weed when I was 23. I'm fucking 41. So what's that math? I don't know why I can't do that in my head fast. A long time? I don't know. Yeah, a long time. And what made me quit was my brain. My brain said, it's time. It's time to quit. I truly think I made this promise that I'm not going to abandon my wife early. And I think my brain was like, okay, that's what you said and you meant it. So now we have to change everything to make that happen. That's what I believe. So New Roadhouse is trash in comparison to the OG, but still love the shitty violence. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, Dale. Fucking, that movie was so good. I mean, yes, it was bad, but it was so fucking good. Did I talk about this already? Dude, it's so good. I love that movie. It's awesome. I mean, I'll never watch it again, but it's so good. You have to watch the first one and then immediately watch the second one. Yeah, for sure. It's good. It was so stupid. They matched the corniness pretty well. Like, the first one's so cheesy. They matched the cheese. I do think they could have sampled more cheese and made it extra cheesy, but they didn't. That's, you know, I didn't make the movie. I did not make the movie. FD3 is the best one. Final Destination 3. I got to skip 2. Damn. Shit. With AI, anyone can generate music in minutes, so the whole industry will need to adapt. Being using Yeah, I don't know what Suno is. I think that all that shit's done. I don't think that there's. I think that mainstream music has already been artificial for so long that there's going to be no difference. And I think that about most things. One of the other things that I've been thinking about is how everyone, you know, with the Apple Vision and all this stuff, everyone thinks virtual reality is going to be hardware. You know, we've thought that forever because of movies, things, well, shit. I don't think that it's. I think we're already there. I think we're already living in a virtual reality. I don't think that you're going to need to strap on a headset to live a fake life. I think people will willingly do it, like willingly put themselves in positions to convince themselves they're doing something bigger than they are, that they're doing this great grandiose thing. Cause, you know, maybe they're at a club in Vegas, you know, like some people fly out to Vegas and they go to the club and they've automatically just thought like, oh, like I am Drake. I am this thing I'm listening to, you know, like this song was written about me and I'm doing it. And they're not, like, it's, you're paying for an experience that you later have to go back to your shitty fucking life and be like, okay, next 6 months I'll do it again. And it's like, well, that's virtual reality. And I think we're already there. And you, people who just spend time online are definitely in virtual reality. You talk about all these people who, I mean, tweeting Free Palestine doesn't do shit. You know, get off your fucking ass and go march down to the fucking White House. You know, like, go take flights to Israel and protest in Israel. Like, sacrifice your own fucking life and comfort for your fucking cause. Otherwise, you are farting in the wind. And I am beyond tired of seeing it. You know, it's just no cause has anything. Like, if something ever happened to me and people were just tweeting about it, I'd come back from the dead and haunt them. It's ridiculous. How long until AI robots totally replace humans and wipe us the fuck out? I don't know. Probably pretty soon. It's probably pretty soon. What's really a shame is a bunch of fucking dorky nerds are the ones that are going to make it happen. You know? I mean, that's what I don't get. I don't even understand what the purpose is. No one yet has shown me or I've seen an example of how AI will help anything. It's just all like robbing people of experience. Fucking wild. Most people are living reality as a second handheld experience through others and social media. Yeah, I think it's exactly that. And then they convince themselves that they're doing it. You know, they're getting the hits from it. It's just, wow, it's pointless. It's fucking stupid. Man, I don't get it. But that's their prerogative. So all I could do is tell you how I feel about it. And if it lands somewhere, it lands somewhere. But all right, man, we've been on it for an hour. I don't like to go longer than an hour because I feel like it's redundant. I will most likely see you probably not next week unless fucking Earn comes in, but I would assume he'll be here pretty soon. His dad's not doing so hard. His dad's been in the hospital for weeks, so he's back and forth a lot. Send love to Earn, you know, but yeah, he's dealing with his adult shit right now. So, but he is flying back soon and he says he's going to stop by. So we will try to get a fucking podcast with the homie and see what's going on and check in with everybody. And other than that, man, I'm chilling. I'll just be working on my blood pressure. You're 2 hours out from Japan, Devin. Fucking enjoy it, brother. Go to Ramen Kimura in Ebisu. You will not be sorry. I got the chicken ramen. Don't fuck around. Chicken ramen. Don't play yourself, dog. You need it. All right, y'all. Peace.